When the Body Speaks, How Somatic Healing Sets You Free, by Liz Tenuto. Read by Avery May. This book contains advice and information relating to healthcare. It should be used to supplement rather than replace the advice of your doctor or another trained health professional. If you know or suspect that you have a health problem, it is recommended that you seek your physician's advice before embarking on any medical program or treatment. All efforts have been made to assure the accuracy of the information contained in this book as of the date of publication. The publisher and the author disclaim liability for any medical outcomes that may occur as a result of applying the methods suggested in this book. Some names of individuals were changed to protect their privacy. The material on linked sites referenced in this book is the author's own. HarperCollins disclaims all liability that may result from the use of the material contained at those sites. All such material is supplemental and not part of the book. The author reserves the right to close the website in her sole discretion at any time. For my brother Justin and my therapist Jules, who helped me through my darkest time. Prologue. While the pandemic swept around the world and turned everyone's lives upside down, I logged on to a Zoom call that would change the trajectory of mine. My former somatics teacher had passed away, and I, along with hundreds of her students, friends, and colleagues, was invited to a celebration of her life. This included a virtual somatics class, with each of us in our Zoom squares, moving gently, rocking, releasing tension from our bodies. I remembered how movement could reconnect me with my body, releasing me from feeling completely numb, dissociated, and stuck inside the constant ruminations of my mind. As the hour of exercises continued, I began to feel more alive than I had in months. I looked at the other people on the call, somewhere else in a world that had us all on edge and anxious, and was struck by these pockets of healing, people easing their distress and pain at a time when it was so desperately needed. It gave me a sense of hope that it was possible for me to rediscover a road to healing, even after everything I had been through, that I could reclaim my body from years of stress and trauma, and somatic exercises would be the key. At the time, I was trapped inside an abusive marriage, struggling with how I'd got there and how I could get out. I used to be smart, strong, and independent, and now I was scared for my life. Just 18 months earlier, I'd been showered with love and affection, swept up in a romance with my dream partner, and we'd eloped, excited for our life together to begin. But as it had turned out, only I was excited. He had other plans. I didn't know it at the time, but I had been love-bombed, hooked by his attentiveness, gifts, and compliments, his constant need to be with me above everyone else, and his promises of a beautiful future together. It had all felt so thrilling. In reality, it was his first step in ensnaring me and gaining control, a play straight from a narcissist's handbook. Within days of our marriage, he erased all the data on my laptop, though I was unaware that it was him. He changed logins and passwords and began regular transfers of money from our joint bank accounts to accounts in his name only, including thousands of dollars that my grandfather had left me in his will. Then he started using my credit card without my permission, small charges at first, subscriptions and clothes, until he worked up to bigger ticket items. Maybe I should have been more careful with my accounts, but I didn't know not to trust him. I loved him. This financial and tech abuse was just the beginning. Next, my husband started to isolate me, keeping me from seeing other people. At first, I didn't think much of it. We had few friends in New York City. My family was on the other side of the country, and I'd been happy to stay home at night, just us, living our newlywed life. Then he stopped working on a regular basis, saying he was throwing himself into taking care of me, as if I should be pleased. But his care had taken the form of control, and he was telling me where to work, how to look, what to buy for myself, and what to wear. Soon after, he told me that we could no longer snuggle or touch as it was too painful for him because of his bad back, although sex was still fine. I wasn't sure what to make of it. It felt off, but he reassured me that everything was okay in that kind way he had,